Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Connected. You know, the show for you, the social Vikings fan. Keep using hashtag Vikings Connected or like us on Facebook and Instagram.
And now it is time for our weekly appearance from Cordero Patterson. The last few weeks he took us inside of his house. This week he's sorting through his piles of fan mail. Check it out.
Yeah! We're gonna be that lucky fan today. It's the day I'm going through this fan mail. And I tell y'all I was gonna do it, man. Y'all thought I was playing.
Well, I probably got stuff from last year here, man. But hey, today, today, a couple of you fans, might be all your fans gonna get blessed today.
I hope y'all said something funny or cute in here, because I like reading.
Oh, man, y'all gonna turn it in cursive. That's why I left school early, because I can't read no cursive.
Caleb is having three heart surgeries, man, the last few months. Oh, man, we can't have that, man. You know I got to sign this one. I don't even think they want me. I think they was just giving me this because I already signed something for them. Thank you. That's a picture of Caleb, you know. And I appreciate you, man. I'm going to get back to the fan, man. I hope no more cursing. I told you I don't like no cursing. Oh, man, see. You can't send 10, 15 cards now. We got David, his buddy, Gray. He just got another card and another card. James, see, you can't send a little card and expect something back now. I'm going to get back to y'all because y'all was just doing a little too much on me on that one. Dear Cordero, it's a kid. I love it. He said, I'm Sam, 8 years old, and I live in SF. I guess that's San Francisco. But let's be honest, Vikings rule. Hey, you my boy. You're my favorite NFL player. Hey, nobody gave me nothing to sign yet, man. Everybody just thanking me for being CP. Oh, see, I appreciate that. You got one card. You know, I can sign it right now. I'm talking about my signature, y'all. Now I got an ugly signature. Y'all have all the players always talking about it. This is from Randy. You know, I'm just saying, Vikings fans, you know, I'm a great player and scored touchdowns. And we're going to keep it short. You know, I got a lot of fan mail to get through. Hey, I'm going to make your day today, man. I'm going to sign these two cards for you. For you, boy. I'm off for you. Send them back to you. Oh, man. Hey, what's up with all this cursing? They must have heard I don't like cursing. They just going to keep sending stuff and cursing. I ain't going to read this one. I ain't going to tell you. I'm just signing for you. Oh, boy, I got a package here. You ain't sent me no money, did you?
Oh, you got a big picture there. Wow. Oh, man, I thought I was special, man.
I watched you since you was in Tennessee and became a such big fan, big fan, big fan.
There's any way you could sign my picture for me. One is for me, and I'm going to surprise my dad with that one because he's a huge Vikings fan. Thank you so much. Got two pictures right here for the sign for him. This is for you, for your pops. Get it to him for Christmas, man. He'll really appreciate that, and I appreciate y'all. Man, it's been a long day, I'll tell y'all. And somehow, I'm on the last one. He wrote me a little note in cursive again. Everybody, I like English. This is Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, or something. Dear Mr. Pat, that's all I know. I'm going to sign him because you wrote in cursive, and I don't know what's going on. So if you ever see me, you give me a note or try to give me your number and this yin-yang, whatever they call it, I can't do it. You know, I'm an English man, you know. Y'all lucky day. Check your mailbox. It's coming out. Ben and Aaron. I feel like you're using me. I'm about to come in the show and see y'all personally myself. I don't see y'all on TV. Don't use me no more. But it will get serious around here, guys. It will.
All right, it's time now to give away our Golden Nacho Award winner. It's all about epic flops this week. So we had the soccer player with the MMA guy. We had Pete Buttigieg.
All very good.
Soccer player wins it for me. It's hands down the most embarrassing thing I think I've seen in a long, long time.
I almost feel like he thought he was on a stage. Like, this is theatric. I can see it out of the corner of my
eye.
You can
make an argument that a lot of soccer is just theatrics. I mean, look at
what
that.
What is he
look at that.
Doing?
What, does he have gills? And he's like out of the water or what?
It does not look like anything. It does not look like a real soccer moment.
It's disgusting, and for that reason, you win, you
Mr.
soccer guy.
Soccer guy.
So he's our winner this week. And once again, thank you guys so much. Hashtag Vikings Connected to talk to us. That'll do it for another great show. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.